A new exhibition put together by Prague's National Museum traces the around 500-year history of the Celts as the dominant culture across most of Europe. It draws on one of the richest collections of Celtic artefacts in Europe, which is held by the museum, and showcases some of the recent thinking about this Iron Age civilization. The Celts have had a poor press over the centuries, tarnished by Roman and especially Julius Caesar's accounts of them. But research over the last decades has begun to build up a very different picture of a rich and advanced civilization. And some of the new thinking now places the Celtic presence in Bohemia at the centre of that civilization rather than at the periphery. So who were the Celts? That's a question put to Victoria Čistáková, who helped to design the exhibition. She says the Celtic world was diverse and not easy to define.
Their idea of ethnicity or ethnogenesis of this ethnic, it started earlier. So we have to come back to Hallstatt period, so it's 8 or from the 8th till the 5th century BC when it started. It's really hard to find the exact place where that we can connect with these tribes. It's not just one tribe. Celts or Celts is just like a general idea. It's not just one tribe that occupied area from the Czech Republic till the Britain. There were plenty of the different tribes. Maybe they or even didn't identify themselves as Celts, you know, so it's that why it's a really tricky question.
At some stages, the Celts were spread across large parts of what is now Turkey, the Balkans, Central Europe, Northern Italy, and across France, Germany, and the British Isles and Spain. Victoria Čistáková again.
Nowadays, we have even new linguistic research that connected Celtic or Celtic languages with an area of Spain. So it's quite interesting. However, Spain is periphery of the Celtic world. So we're not even sure that our Celts, or we call them Celts, maybe they were not definitely Celts. Maybe they even didn't speak Celtic language as we know nowadays, like Irish or Scottish or so on. So it's really the Celtic world, the world of complexity.
And while a few decades ago Bohemia might have been put at the periphery of the Celtic world, it's now seen as much more at the centre, with a highly developed local artistic and cultural life and evidence of trade routes and relations stretching as far as Greece and even to Africa.
If you've asked this question 10 years ago, I will tell you it's definitely periphery. But however, if you put together lots of indications or finds that they were made during the last 100 years, we can definitely say that Bohemia, area of Bohemia, it's part of the Czech Republic, are supposed to be the center of appearance of the early Celtic art. So we have really masterpieces of Celtic art that could be comparable to the finds from Austria or Germany. So we're definitely not periphery. I'm talking about the period of the 6th and the 5th century BC. And if you go to the later period, to the period of Oppida, we also have quite impressive settlements or settlement structure. So we can't say that we are periphery.
History, as they say, is written by the victors. And in this context, in Western Europe, in the 2nd and 1st centuries BC, it was clearly the Romans who were doing the writing. And they were often keen to portray the Celts as a barbarian people, especially given the Celtic religion, which included human sacrifice.
The Roman idea of barbarians, they called them barbarian people. Usually, if you call somebody that he's barbarian, you connect them that they're wearing something really bad clothes. They're dirty, for example. It's nonsense. So their society had really high level of economical development. They had coins, for example. So it's comparable, not really comparable. They still used the Roman or ancient Greek civilization as inspiration. So they used lots of imports, and not just like imported things, but also ideas. but still the world of Celts was extremely rich, not just of coins, but also culture, even crafts. They were able to produce really magnificent things as jewelry or glass, for example. You can see here on our exhibition videos about experimental archaeology. And even nowadays, the modern people have problems to create replica of Celtic jewelry. So they had really, the Celtic art is impressive even for us nowadays. It's really magnificent, it's beautiful.
The centrepiece of the National Museum exhibition is a sculpted limestone head found at an advanced Celtic settlement around 65 kilometres northwest of Prague. Some believe it might be a representation of a nobleman or perhaps a member of the religious hierarchy, such as a druid.
It's one of the most realistic, one of the most beautiful representation of Celtic art. It's not realistic, actually. You can't imagine the type of sculpture as Nike from Samothrace or Roman sculptures or so on. But in our context, it's really maybe the most beautiful representation of the human face in the Celtic world.
Much of the rest of the exhibition draws on just a fraction of the National Museum's collection of finds and treasures. The exhibition goes much further, though, and seeks to build up a picture of everyday Celtic life as well. Victoria Chistakova again.
The most interesting thing, at least for me, is food. So here we have some kind of examples of crops that were cultivated during Latin period, and how do we know about it? And we call it archaeobiology. So during excavations we can have some analysis, and somebody could just tell you about the plants that were cultivated. And if you use your imagination and this knowledge and you combine it together, I try to write some recipe about or the way how you can prepare the dish from the Celtic period or from Celtic household. So here it's more the idea how the ordinary house, not just house, but the equipment could look like. It's not just about the vessel, but it's also about metal items as keys, for example, because also we have lots of keys from the Celtic settlements. And even here you can try the door. We've made the replica of the key from the Zavist Oppidum, and you can try to open or to lock the door with Celtic keys, so it's quite interesting or funny.
Wheat was the main crop, though a type of wheat which was around half the size of today's cereal. The diet would be supplemented by herbs, honey, fruit, and rarely meat. Celtic households are thought to have been fairly small. Their lifespan was, by modern standards, short, with many women dying in childbirth.
We don't know how many people were in one family. It's quite hard. The household was smaller, so we can have an imagine of for one house for one small family or smaller family. But about an age, it's quite a tricky question, but based on the anthropological analysis of the bones, ladies usually lived 35 years. That it's like middle or period of death. For male, it's 40, 42.
By the 2nd century BC, the Celtic world was under pressure. It was being squeezed in the Danube Valley by the Dacians, in the south and west of Europe by the Romans, and the east by the Germanic tribes. And it was these Germanic tribes that posed one of the main threats to the Bohemian civilization. But here again, more recent thinking suggests the collapse of Celtic civilization was more complicated than the arrival of some new tribes from the east.
On our territory is connected with the new wave of Germanic tribes that are coming back in the mid of the 1st century BC, and the idea was that they destroyed Oppida. However, nowadays we have new idea of this, of the collapse of the Celtic civilization, at least on Bohemia territory, are its economical Maybe we can connect it with some problems on Opida, that it was really high-cost project to build these really huge settlements. So something that was could be connected with economic situation. And after that, really new wave of settlements from that is connected with Germanic tribes. They really come, but it was not really peaceful, but it was some kind of coexistence of the last Celts and the first Germanic tribes on our area in Bohemia.
Victoria Čistáková is fairly dismissive of the German tribes that came to squeeze and largely replace the Celts.
Actually, they were not advanced. Their cultural level were much lower comparing to the Celtic civilizations. So comparing the crafts, they were definitely the type of barbarians. But maybe they were more aggressive comparing. And again, the Celtic civilization here, it was exhausted.
The exhibition at the National Museum's new building continues into February 2019.